The winter freeze on the East Coast is just starting to let up. It hit Baltimore hard this week, lows in the single digits at times, and for the thousands of kids in Baltimore City schools, temperatures weren't much better inside. Here's Baltimore school teacher Aaron Mabin last Thursday.
What's the day been like for you guys today?
Very cold.
Very cold. You guys are cold?
Heating was a problem in 60 Baltimore schools last week. Several had to close, and five were still closed on Monday. It's an issue that's plagued the school system for years. And for more now, we go to Kimberly Mooney. She's a teacher at Roland Park Elementary and Middle School who's worked in the Baltimore City public school system for 13 years. She's a member of the Baltimore Caucus of Educators for Democracy and Equity. They're a group of 1,800 teachers and educational workers that advocate with the school district and the union in Baltimore. Kimberly, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So why has the heating problem gone on for so many years in Baltimore City schools? I read about a situation where the school system sent money back to the state for budgeting reshuffling, that there may have been money that could have been used on the physical plant there.
So we know that our school system has been underfunded for decades. In the 90s, there was a lawsuit that was settled because the state agreed to give the district more money. So they began giving us more money, but then they failed to fund the inflation factor. So at this point, they owe about $3.2 billion to Baltimore City Public Schools, which is still not making its way to us. And Governor Hogan has made the point of saying, oh, we give so much more. This is historic levels of funding. However, he's comparing our ability to get work done to what's possible in other counties. And other counties have cash that they're able to use to get projects started. And then the state's money is just used to pay those districts back. Whereas our district doesn't have the money just lying around. So until our capital projects are approved and funded by the state, we can't start. And then they have a very short timeline to get those projects completed. So if we don't get them done in the time that they'd like, we have to give the money back. So that's much less to do with our, you know, mismanagement than it is to do with the state not giving us adequate time and understanding the situation that we're in.
Kimberly, can you describe what the typical school in your school system looks like right now?
The typical school in Baltimore City Public Schools is much older than any of the schools in surrounding counties. The pipes are old, the boilers are old, there may or may not be any air conditioning. It's just run down.
What's the root, though, of the poor state of Baltimore's public schools? This condition, you know, it doesn't pop up overnight. It's not a problem of the last 5 years. It takes years and generations to develop. So what's the cause as you see it?
Absolutely. The cause as I see it is really institutional racism. People don't like to talk about it. It makes them uncomfortable, but ever since schools were desegregated, there's been the phenomenon of white flight. So folks left for jobs in surrounding counties and basically left Baltimore City with its old school stock. So we got the discarded leftover buildings that were no longer wanted. And they just were not upkept then, and they haven't been maintained since. So you know, I think that it's uncomfortable for people to say that that's still having an effect on us today, but that's the reality.
Well, you know, Kimberly, we said how the outside world, if you can call it that, basically noticed the poor state of Baltimore schools because it got so very cold. It's starting to warm up now, and springtime is around the corner. Is there a chance that people kind of throw Baltimore City schools back down the priority list once the weather warms up?
It's entirely possible, and we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that this issue stays front and center. The kids aren't going anywhere. Once the summer heat comes, it gets extremely hot. So these are issues that are not going anywhere. So we're going to continue to advocate, and we're going to just continue to say this is unacceptable for any children, especially the children of Baltimore City that have suffered for so long.
Kimberly Mooney of Roland Park Elementary and Middle School in Baltimore City, Maryland. Kimberly, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.